KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Hey,
and 3, 2, 1, go!
Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
With Benny and Greg.
My love is real, girl.
love.
This is Chad, and I'm calling from Thorndown for what?
Quack, quack, quack.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
I think I'm becoming a lesbian.
Oh! Whoa.
Big Bay Mornings is on.
We love that.
99.7 now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday, September the 10th. It is Big Bay Mornings checking in live on your radio. So I just ran out to the deck real quick while that intro was playing to see if I could see the sky and see if it was orange. Well, it's still pitch black out here in San Rafael, so I can't see anything yet, but the sun will be rising here shortly, and we may have that spooky orange sky in parts of the bay at times. The wind will be picking up today and moving it along, but at times we should still see that spooky orange sky. Greg, I know you're in Philly, so are you jealous that you don't get to see this awesome sky with the smoke?
Well, I logged on to Instagram and Facebook, and I've gotten about 20 texts from people in the Bay Area. I even thought about stealing somebody's photo and pretending I was in
yours?
The Bay Area and saying, oh my gosh, look at this. I mean, I had FOMO. Everybody else was posting pictures of that.
I mean, looked super cool, but yeah, you're better there without the smoke. I mean, the smoke was terrible. Air quality is horrible. It was raining ash. I mean, literally, it looks like there's an inch of ash across like all that like patio furniture and on the deck, and yeah, there's so much ash.
I was going to say, and is there any end in sight? I mean, it just doesn't seem like there is one.
Yeah, this too shall pass, hopefully, but we keep saying that, huh? And it's not going anywhere, but it will. Producer Art, good morning. Is he gone?
No,
producer
I'm here.
Art?
Can you hear me?
How was it in your neck of the woods in the 925?
It was pretty bad. It was very orange. I also went out on my way back from the studio here, went to Ocean Beach to see what it was like, and it was surreal seeing that ocean against the orange sky. It was such a trip.
I bet. Man, it was so crazy. It was just like, I don't know, apocalyptic yesterday.
Yeah, and it was on all the national news broadcasts. I saw it everywhere.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for waking up. Of course, it is a Love Trap Thursday, so 6:45, you will get that. We are set to play the Big Money Minute, 10 questions worth $1,000 if you could answer them correctly. Actually, Sal the Rat, let me just put you on the spot. Can you grab that audio from yesterday at 7:10 with I believe her name was Sabrina?
Yes.
This poor girl. You're going to drag her through the mud again.
She was the best player we ever had in Big Money Minute.
I know she's not listening to the show ever again.
We love you, Sabrina. We love you. But, I mean, that was a record. We've never had so many passes to the point where I lost it, and I actually could not get through all 10 questions. Sal the Rat, can you go ahead and play the audio from yesterday's Big Money Minute?
Ready, set, go.
Who plays Kat in Mean Girls?
Pass.
Who did the U.S. gain independence from?
Pass.
One Dance and Hotline Bling, their songs from which artist?
Pass.
Spell Surprise.
Surprise.
If you have 25 nickels, how much money do you have?
Pass.
Which main street in downtown San Francisco is a car-free zone?
Pass.
Which baseball team did Jackie Robinson play for?
Pass.
Sorry, I can't do it.
Name one of the original Golden Girls.
I'm sorry. All right. Well, we're out of time. We were going to get there.
Are you kidding?
I love how you're so professional, though, Greg. You pick up and you keep asking the questions like she was going to get the next one. Name one of the Golden Girls.
Listen, the buzzer hadn't run out. The buzzer hadn't sounded. Yeah. The time had not run out. You never know what could happen.
I know that we're not going to get a winner. I can tell you that much.
You don't watch enough sports to know there have been amazing comebacks.
Oh,
in the past.
Please. well, if you could do better than that, you've signed up at 997now.com. We could be calling you in just a couple of minutes to play the Big Money Minute on Big Bay Mornings. Good morning, Bay Area.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Gino in South City. Good morning, Gino. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, guys.
What's going on, Gino?
I'm good. Just woke up, actually. About to go to work.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, let's try to get you some money before you go earn your money.
Yeah, man. Where's work at? Where are you working?
My work's in South City.
Okay. Word, man. Well, yeah, let's see if we can slide you into the day with $1,000. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go.
Ready, set, go.
Alejandro, Paparazzi, and Poker Face. They are all popular songs from which artist?
Lady Gaga.
What sport do Neymar and Cristiano Ronaldo play?
Soccer.
What boy band was Harry Styles in?
One Direction.
If you have 16 quarters, how much money do you have?
8 dollars.
Spell ignorance.
I-G-N-O-R-A-N-T-E.
What is the name of the princess from the Beauty and the Beast?
Belle.
Circumference is used to measure what shape?
A circle.
Who played Serena in the show Gossip Girl?
Kristen Bell.
What city is the Liberty Bell in?
Philadelphia.
In the human body, what are the carpals?
Sandals, bones in the hand.
Yes!
All right. You were close this morning, Gino, but you missed a couple. You just missed a couple, but hey, you know what? This week, you might be the first one to get through all 10 of them. So that was a great job. Let's go through them. Alejandro, Paparazzi, and Poker Face are all from Lady Gaga. Neymar and Cristiano Ronaldo, both hot, both play soccer. Harry Styles was in One Direction. If you have 16 quarters, you have $4. $4.
No.
Not 8. Okay. 4 times 4. Is 16. Ignorance is I-G-N-O-R-A-N-C-E. Belle is the princess from Beauty and the Beast. Circumference, that is used to measure a circle. It was Blake Lively. Mm-hmm. Blake Lively, that was Serena.
I don't watch that show, though.
The Liberty Bell is in Philadelphia. And yes, carpals are the wrist and the hand.
All right, Gino. Well, no $1,000 this time around, man. But better luck next time. You can always play again, okay?
All right,
dude. Thanks. Have a good day at work. Thanks for listening. We have a Love Trap coming your way in just about 30 minutes from now. So Adrienne reached out to us because she's been noticing that her boyfriend Cooper has some weird tension with their mutual friend Holly. He claims that there's nothing to it, but Adrienne thinks there's more to the story. So we're going to offer some flowers to Cooper right at 6:45. Go from there, see what happens. Before that, though, is your 6:30 dirty. In the future, we might all be working for Amazon. Plus, one of the most popular TV shows of the last decade is finally coming to an end. We'll talk about it inside your dirty next.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
After a crazy apocalyptic looking day yesterday, the skies should clear up a little bit today, but not by much. Most of the experts are saying that winds will pick up, but that the way smoke travels, it can be hard to predict. So parts of the bay could still be seeing those spooky orange skies at times throughout the day.
It was incredible. And we've talked about this off the air, but every single person on Instagram yesterday, that's all you saw. CNN, the New York Times was reporting it. It was the biggest story out there.
Today, September 10th, is World Suicide Prevention Day. It is a day to raise awareness around the globe that suicide can be prevented. I bring this up because, you know, now more than ever with the pandemic, there are many of us out there that are dealing with mental health issues. And listen, it's okay to not be okay, but no one should be silent. So please reach out to somebody. Talk to your people. On the flip side, if there's somebody in your life that you think is not doing well, make it a point to pick up the phone today and call them, please. And as we all know, Amazon has taken over most of our lives during the pandemic, and now they're taking over the job market. If you are looking for a job, Amazon may be the place for you. So next week, September 16th, they are holding a virtual job fair where they're looking to hire 100,000 employees.
Damn.
And a third of those make over $150,000 per year.
Okay, I want that third.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the jobs I want.
Let's face it. At some point, we're all going to just be working for Amazon, right? I mean, pretty sure I heard Amazon's buying this radio station next week, so there it is.
I was going to say, if they don't already own it, they're going to own it. So, yes, Jeff Bezos is going to rule the world.
Sassy Sports.
Well, are you ready for some football? I know you are, Benny.
Yeah, you've been chomping at the...
The NFL finally kicks off tonight in Kansas City with the Houston Texans taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. And there is a full slate of games that will be played Sunday, including the 49ers hosting the Cardinals. If that game doesn't get moved, I mean, can they play in the smoke?
I don't think they should.
The Giants played last night right in the orange sky, and it led them to victory. Right color, orange. And the Raiders, they will be traveling to Carolina to take on the Panthers. So we do this every year as the season starts. I think we need to make our Super Bowl predictions real quick. Benny, you got a prediction on the two teams that we'll be playing?
I think it'll be Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh,
versus...
you're such a Brady homer. You're only predicting because of Brady.
And San Francisco 49ers. Is that possible, or are they in the same division?
No, they're in the same conference. That can't happen.
Versus the Chiefs. How about that?
Okay. There you go. That will work. Art?
I've got Niners-Ravens. Niners winning 36-21.
You already got the score predicted?
You mark it down right now. You watch.
I got Niners and Chiefs. I want a rematch in the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, who's going to win?
Niners. It's going to be 27-19.
All right. And I got the Cowboys over the Ravens there. Listen, that's not that much of a homer pick. A lot of people pick it. And don't allure me. You picked the 49ers.
Yeah, but they're one of the favorites to get to the Super Bowl. I know the
so
Cowboys
are the Cowboys.
Are too.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, pay attention. And when Monday Night Football comes back next week on ESPN, you won't be hearing this song in the opening.
Are you ready for some football? A Monday night party.
Hey.
Yeah, baby. Ready to get
all right.
Started. We've got the team on the field and we turned up the lights. All my rowdy friends are back for Monday night.
Oh, it's a hit.
Yes, but the reason it won't be played... Well, since there's a pandemic and we're supposed to be social distancing as much as possible, and because stadiums will mostly be empty, ESPN doesn't want to encourage all of your rowdy friends to be hanging out together.
Come on. Leave the song.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And the really weird twist in this is that they're replacing it with this song.
I mean, I'm still dancing. This one's got me moving.
That's awful.
It's for the retirement home, for sure.
That is Little Richard's Rip It Up. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say?
They're playing with balls. I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
So let's go back to July when rapper Megan Thee Stallion was leaving a party in L.A. and was shot in the foot. So word has been that rapper Tory Lanez is the one who shot her. Well, now we're finding out, less than a day after the shooting, Tory texted Megan Thee Stallion to apologize. He said, I know you're probably never going to talk to me again, but I genuinely want you to know I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart. I was just too drunk.
Yeah, okay. You shot me. I'm probably not going to talk to you ever again.
I mean, I've done some dumb things after a night of drinking, but I've never shot Vanessa in the foot. I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's because you don't carry your gun in your car. Do you?
No. AMC announced The Walking Dead will be coming to an end. Now, season 10 is getting 6 extra episodes, and season 11 is going to be 24 episodes, so you still have 30 more episodes before it's over. Plus, they have multiple spinoffs in the works. Meghan Trainor will release her first holiday album, A Very Trainor Christmas. It is out next month. It'll be a mix of originals and classics. You know I'm ready for that one, Greg.
I mean, let's just call it Christmas now. Let's just move the year up. I'm ready for it, too.
And Tiger King star Joe Exotic is bugging Trump again for a pardon. Joe was busy sucking up to Trump in a handwritten letter saying, if I have ever looked up to anyone, it would be you. Let me return to helping sick children and the homeless. Allow me to make you proud, President. Please be my hero.
I have a better idea. Instead of Trump getting Joe Exotic out of prison, let's put Trump in prison with Joe Exotic, and they can be cellmates.
I love how this letter is part of a 250-page application for the pardon. Trump is not reading 250 pages. I mean, he's not even going to look at this thing. So
I don't think he can read one.
That's your Dirty on the 30.
Light, light, light,
let's get this thing started off right.
Please welcome Big Bay Morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday, Junior, as we call it around here. It is Thursday. Big Bay Morning is coming to you live. Hey, so I know a lot of us have been playing more and more games and playing with toys around the house since we've been, you know, going through the pandemic and quarantine and all of that. The National Toy Hall of Fame announced this year's finalists. Here are the finalists in terms
of. I'm going to tell you the winner.
In terms of board games, here are the three. You have Sorry, you have Yahtzee, and you have Risk.
Yahtzee, 100%. I mean, sure. Can there only be one? If there can only be
no,
one.
No. Three can. Those. I mean, one of these, yeah. So which one
okay,
of these?
Yahtzee. I mean, I like Sorry, but Yahtzee, 100%. Yeah. Although,
I like Sorry more, though. Sorry, I like Sorry more.
And there's no board in Yahtzee, so it's not really a board game. It's a dice game, but whatever. Let's not get into the weeds there.
In the top five, you have Jenga, too. I've been playing a lot of Jenga with the family. Jenga's great!
But that's not a board game. Not a board game.
Okay, just call it a game, then. You're just you're taking it too literal.
Well, I'm trying to vote on my favorite.
See, I would go actually Jenga now that I'm looking at it. Jenga's in the top five, not top three right now. But I think Jenga because... Have you ever played Jenga where you write certain things on each little block? So, like, you could say, you know, so when you pull it out, you have to do whatever that is. Kiss the person to your left. Do 20 push-ups. Take a shot. Oh, like, God. Whatever it may be, you can write fun things on them.
How do you turn everything into a drinking game?
That wasn't a drinking game. I said kiss
take
the
a shot. Okay. You said take a shot.
Okay, I don't have that on mine. I'm just saying that I've seen that. But it could be, you know, do crunches. Kiss the person to your left.
Yeah, let's play.
Yeah, he heard kiss the person to your left, and Arthur's all in. Yeah, Arthur went right on there. Take all your clothes off. Run.
Yeah,
go
baby.
Streaking down the street
Absolutely.
In Pleasanton.
100%.
Another finalist, just in terms of toys and games, so don't take it too literal there, is Sidewalk Chalk. And that's huge this year. I mean, the amount of chalk that I've seen, like, on the streets, and kids and adults are using it for amazing things. I mean, inspirational quotes, the Black Lives Matter, and I've seen, like, thank yous to our frontline workers during the pandemic. Like, chalk is everywhere this summer. I feel like I've seen so much chalk.
Yeah, that's arts and crafts. I know you told me not to take it too literally, but that's not a game.
Bingo? What about bingo?
Bingo's a game and a board game. So we love bingo. I love bingo, and I love to go to the bingo hall, except they smoke too much.
Bingo hall?
You're too young
to get into a bingo hall, aren't you?
I used to go with my grandma. We used to go. We would go. And I would get to do the daughter or blotter or whatever. You know those things? I loved them. Every color.
We've been playing. Sal, help me out here. What's the Latin version? Lotería? Is that what it is?
Lotería.
Loteria, that's what we play here with the beans. You use the beans to mark your spot.
Yeah, that's super fun, too.
That is fun. All right, what's your favorite game? What is it? 888-456-9970. I know Big Money Minute is one of your favorite games, and we're playing here in just a few minutes. If you have signed up at 997now.com, you could grab yourself $1,000 if you could answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. If you signed up, producer Art could be ringing your phone in minutes. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Michael in San Jose. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
How are things?
It's going.
Yeah.
It's going. Sky a little better down by you today?
Haven't even looked outside.
Yeah, don't.
That's our life.
I'm from home.
There you go. That's our life. Yeah, one of my friends told me yesterday. She said, I didn't even look outside till 2. I didn't even know what everybody was talking about.
What is the plan today, Michael? That's it? Working from home?
That's right. Working from home. Maybe do a little gardening, work out, you know.
All right.
The pandemic life.
That's it, my man. Well, let's see if we could throw you an extra $1,000 to get your Thursday started. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you get them all right in the minute, you'll win the money. Are you ready?
All right. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Ready, set, go.
Coit Tower is in what city?
San Francisco.
What county is Concord in?
Contra Costa.
What twins played Michelle in Full House?
The
The Olsen twins.
In math, what are the first two digits after the decimal in pi?
1, 4.
Spell outrageous.
O-U-T-R-A-G-E-O-U-S.
What city is the Abraham Lincoln Memorial in?
Washington, D.C.
Aurora is the princess in which Disney movie?
Sleeping Beauty.
What is Steph Curry's jersey number?
You're asking a...
Yeah, I'd be like asking me that question, it sounds like. I get it.
Hopeless sports fan. I'm hopeless here.
Well, the minute is up. We only made it to 8 of the 10.
The timer got us. Here's the good news. You got through 7. You answered 7. They were all absolutely correct. Oh, Steph Curry. Yeah. Yeah, I know. We were going. But Steph Curry's jersey number for future reference is 30. 30.
Okay.
Everything else, you were perfect on, Michael.
All right, Michael. Well, no $1,000 this time around, man. But you have yourself a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Love Trap follow-up.
So Tuesday on the Love Trap, Tracy found out that her boyfriend Mike has been on a spiritual journey with another woman. Exactly how far did he go? Well, hopefully we'll get some answers here from Tracy in a couple of minutes. But let's start you out with a Love Trap clip from Tuesday. So let's start here. Do you want him to go to you, or do you want to send him to somebody else?
No, I'll send him to somebody else.
Perfect. We could do that. What is the name of that somebody else?
Her name is Julia.
And we can attach a little note with the flowers, Mike, so Julia knows who they're coming from. Did you want to personalize something or just put to Julia from Mike?
No, you can put this. Put, I've really enjoyed the last few months, and I can't wait to see what happens next. And you can put love, Mike.
Love Mike. Okay, is Julia your girlfriend?
Something like that.
Something like that. Hey, Mike, you're on the radio right now at 99.7 Now. My name is not Chad. My name is Benny. I'm here with Greg. We host the morning show. You're on what is called the Love Trap. You may have heard of it. And I believe you just got trapped. On the phone with us is not Julia, but Tracy, your girlfriend of more than a year now.
You remember her?
Mike, you remember me? Is right, okay?
Are you trying to set me up?
Tracy thought that something was going on with you because you haven't been spending time with her. And I'm pretty sure you just confirmed that.
Yeah,
Tracy,
Mike,
what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? Really? Really? What's the matter with me? I set you up because you've been, like, going to hang out with your boys for weeks and you keep making excuses about why we couldn't spend time together. And no, I knew you were lying. I was completely right. I thought it was crazy, but no, literally, you just said another girl's name. What's wrong with you?
Instead of going to hang out with Clark, you've been going to hang out with Julia?
That's what it sounds like.
Listen, I don't know how many people work at your flower shop or whatever, but...
it's not a flower shop.
Radio station. Go ahead.
Hello?
Mike.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Tracy. What do you want me to say?
I want you to tell me who this Julia girl is. What's the deal? How long have you been talking to her?
Look, the only thing I'm going to tell you is that Julia is someone that I've been spending time with, and she's helped me gain some new direction in my life, okay?
Yeah, does new direction involve, like, having this girl? Did you ever love me at all?
What do you want me to say?
Do you care about your relationship with Tracy, or are you done? Like, can you give us something?
I told you everything that I'm going to say. I don't even know who the hell you are, and you're trying to get me caught in some kind of thing. I'm not, no.
Trying? We did catch you in some thing. So how did you meet Julia?
Don't yell at me, man. Don't yell at me, dude. Okay, alright, calm down.
We did catch you in a thing. Can you please tell me who Julia is and how you met Julia?
I told you, Julia is someone that I've been spending time with, and she's helped me gain perspective in my life. That's all.
You guys, like, I'm so annoyed. Like, I'd rather not even hear his voice anymore. So you should just hang up on him, because I'm so done right now.
Tracy is back again with us for a Love Trap follow-up. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Holy moly. So we just heard a clip from Tuesday. So what did you find out?
Well, Mike finally told me what he's been doing. I mean, apparently, while he's been finding himself, he also found another girlfriend. So this Julia girl has been his girlfriend this whole time.
No.
And he told me that, yeah, honestly, I didn't even know what to think, honestly. He met Julia a few months back, and she's been encouraging him to go, like, really deep into his spiritual path and find this new meaning in his life.
How did he meet her? Do you know? Online? Friends of friends? Work?
Yeah, from my understanding, this is like some friend of friend, and she's like this hippie girl that was never his type whatsoever. And so she was the one that he went camping with, and they tried to like find peace and serenity together and try to like discover more about their relationship. So he's here trying to be all zen and spiritual, and in reality, he's acting like a complete piece of shit. He's been stringing me along the whole time.
Yeah, why didn't he just tell you? Here's what I don't understand. If he was going through this life-changing metamorphosis, whatever you want to call it, why didn't he just say, like, listen, I need a break. I got to go find myself.
Yeah, I know. I would have been pretty understanding of it, too, because, like, I've been having my own, you know, like, spiritual awakenings, like, but not to the point where I'm cheating on somebody. I think that's just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, we're going through our own crap right now because we're all stuck at home. We're all feeling sort of, you know, different sorts of ways, but just the truth.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just glad that we don't live together because now, like, I've been moving on and we weren't even hanging out that much in the last few months. So I think it's going to be pretty easy for me to just kind of, like, let this go, not think about it anymore, and just find someone else.
Yep. I think that's a good plan, Tracy. And you take care and cheers to a fresh start, all right?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter the love trap.
And Adrian joins us in the love trap this morning. You're calling because you think your boyfriend Cooper might be stepping out on you. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So what are the signs that that he's giving off right now?
It's a little weird. So right now, like, we live in this building that has a bunch of different places that we kind of just hang out in. And we hang out with about 8 to 10 other friends. We have our own little Corona pod. And one of the girls there, her name's Holly. Most of the people that hang out there, they're couples, but there's a few that's single. Holly's one of the single ones. And we all kind of just kind of play around with each other. I noticed that they were being a little chatty and flirty before, but, like, that doesn't bother me. We've all flirted with each other. That wasn't the problem. But now I noticed that Cooper was avoiding her completely. And that's when I started kind of paying more attention because that was weird. That's just not how we hang out with each other. He's also even saying, like, he never really trusted her whenever I've asked her. I'm like, hey, I don't understand why you're avoiding her. It just seems a little weird. What's going on? And he just says that he doesn't really trust her, but, like, they always had a good relationship. That just doesn't make sense to me. And so I just don't know what it is, and I just would love to figure out a little bit more.
And you're saying that you guys live in one of these big apartment buildings, so you have a group of people who will hang out, like, where? On the rooftop or wherever, like, common areas?
Yeah, exactly. So we have the rooftop. We have some common areas. We also have a pool area. And it's just, we stick together so that, like, if one of us gets sick, we all get sick. And, like, it's not like we're spreading it to everybody else. But it's just, we're just lonely. It's just the two of us otherwise. So we hang out in the building mostly.
Sounds like a sweet building.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I love where we live. We've lived there about 2 years. And it just doesn't make sense.
But you're saying you weren't jealous of, like, because obviously you could pick up on those things. So they were kind of flirty, having fun at these little get-togethers before, but that didn't make you jealous. Like, that didn't trip you out.
No, that really didn't make me jealous because, like, it just seemed like they were just having fun. It wasn't, didn't seem suspicious. It just seemed like, you know, silly fun that, you know, I do the same thing with some of the guys, too. Like, that didn't bother either of us.
Which is healthy. I think that's healthy for relationships.
Exactly. You should be able to have fun, but
the red flag is now it's obvious that they're, like, avoiding each other at these get-togethers.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, they were. And then it seemed like they actually were fine again. So that was the weird part. Like,
have you asked him about it?
Yeah. He doesn't really say anything anymore. When I asked him about what was going on when I noticed that they were avoiding each other, he said, oh, he didn't really like her and didn't trust her. But that's not, like, that doesn't make sense because they never had issues before. And then it doesn't make sense again that he is all of a sudden hugging her. Like, that doesn't add up.
Yeah, and I mean, it's weird that, like, a guy and a girl like that would have those kind of issues. That sometimes you see, like, girls have those issues with each other where they kind of fall out, but a guy and a girl that have no relationship other than friendship,
it's weird to see that kind of a fallout.
And Holly is single, you said, yeah?
Yes, she is. She's one of the singles in our group. There's only about three.
Okay. Here's what we'll do, Adrian. You know how it works. We'll put you on hold for a couple of minutes. We will come back. I will pretend to be Chad the florist. We will call your boyfriend Cooper, offer him some flowers. If he accepts, we'll see who he decides to send him to, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. The Love Trap is on Big Bay Mornings. So we just talked to Adrian, and she says that by the way that they're acting, it's obvious that something has gone down between her boyfriend Cooper and a mutual friend that lives in their apartment complex. He's not coming clean to her, so this is the part of the show where we're going to try to trap Cooper now and call and offer him some flowers.
Hello?
Good morning. May I please speak with Cooper?
It's Cooper.
Hey, Cooper, good morning. Hopefully I didn't wake you. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Floral Dilemma, and we are a brand new flower and plant shop in San Francisco. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay.
Awesome.
What is this about?
I'm calling because I have some fantastic news for you. As I said, we are a new flower and plant shop, and currently what we're doing, man, is running a promotion where essentially we're choosing local residents each week to give free flowers to, and these are gorgeous flowers, and they are flowers that we could send to you directly, or we could actually send to somebody else on your behalf. When I say free, Cooper, I mean free, and your name was drawn this week as one of our lucky local winners.
Totally free. There's no weird fees or anything?
No weird fees. I'm not going to sign you up for any type of subscription for monthly flowers or anything like that. We would love to have you pop in our store or go to our website to order delivery at a later date and purchase some flowers. But today, they are completely free. We just want you to see how beautiful our flowers are that we keep here.
I think some flowers could help me get back in the good graces of some girl, or a girl.
I'm sure they can, Cooper. They are beautiful flowers. I imagine it will definitely help you.
Yeah, this might actually be pretty good. Okay.
All right, Cooper. Well, let's get down to business here, and I promise you will not regret accepting the offer. So let's start with who this person is.
Yeah, it's going to be for Holly.
For Holly?
Holly, yeah, H-O-L-L-Y.
Okay, we got beautiful flowers going to Holly. We can attach a little card with the flowers so Holly knows they're coming from you. Either way, we will definitely say they're from you, but did you want to write something else?
Thanks for forgiving me. I hope we can be friends again when you're ready.
I got it. And Cooper, you may need to make a few more apologies here. You're actually on the radio right now, 99.7 Now. My name is not Chad. My name is Benny. I'm not a florist. I'm a radio host. And you are in what is called the Love Trap. It's where we catch Bay Area cheaters. And on the line with us is your girlfriend, Adrian, who hit us up because she was actually thinking something may be going on with you and Holly. Pretty sure you just proved that. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's going on, dude?
I really don't know what to say.
I knew something was up when you stopped. Because you were avoiding Holly, and then you were. That didn't make sense to me. I knew you were acting weird for a reason.
I don't want to get into this right now. I don't know.
Tell me the truth.
Well, I mean, after the note, it's obvious that you guys had a falling out. What happened between the two of you?
Look, I'll talk to Adrian after this, but,
I don't even want to talk to you right now.
Look, that's okay. We're going to have a conversation later, and something happened, and, you know, you're not thrilled, and so we'll just have to talk about this later.
Something happened. Something happened between you and Holly.
So something did happen.
Yeah, something happened.
And you said she forgave you for what?
I will tell Adrian that in person. Look, I love you, but I chose you, and you should just know that. And the rest I will tell you in person.
Well, we're not getting much out of him on the radio here. Adrian, do you want us to let him go?
Yeah. I'll have to talk to him, I guess, later. I don't even want to talk to him. I'll figure out when I talk to him, if I talk to him.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thanks, guys. Big
Bay Mornings.
Wake up.
With Benny.
and Greg.
I love you guys. You are so freaking funny.
Oh, well, thank you. We love you, too. Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. A lot of texts coming in. Can't wait for the Love Trap follow-up.
Yes, that's all they say. That's all they say. They're like, okay, this is good. We want to hear the end of the story or the rest of the story.
I mean, Cooper kind of admitted, but not really, and then said, well, we're going to have a heart-to-heart, and I love you. I choose you. Just know that. Well, sounds like you also chose somebody else, but don't get
Lord, made a little mistake is what it sounds like to me.
So on Tuesday, 7:20, we will follow up with Adrian and see if she got any more information and did have the heart-to-heart that he kept saying that he was going to have with her. So, who are some actors and actresses nobody cares about anymore? So there's a list going around. I saw it on Twitter last night. It's on Ranker. It's on different websites right now. And people are just chiming in with, you know, top celebs that are just washed up, that nobody cares. Movie stars, specifically. So I'll give you the top 10 right now. I mean, this is changing as people keep throwing in names. So text us your thoughts. 888-456-9970. I don't know if they got all these right. Some of them, sure. Like, in the top 10, Jamie Lee Curtis. Okay, I get it.
No, she is not. She does those commercials with the yogurt that keeps your bowels moving. Thank you.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
And she was in the latest Halloween. Maybe okay. It wasn't so good.
Well, Knives Out is what she just
Knives Out
did,
is great. Yeah. That is a great movie. If you haven't watched it, Benny, you would love it.
You just proved my point by saying she's doing yogurt commercials. She's washed up. And Halloween, I mean, that hasn't been good since the first, you know, one, maybe two, three. What are they on, 12 now? No.
Benny, your career has not hit rock bottom until you start doing Depends commercials. Which, by the way, I'm available to do. I'll take money from anybody and I'll wear them, especially if I'm drinking.
I think of True Lies, too, with Arnold when I think of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
She's not washed up. No, no.
She is washed
up. Absolutely. How dare you?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's a national treasure.
She is a national treasure. She is in the washed up category. Now, how about this one? Jennifer Aniston, they have in the top 10 for washed up. Now, I like Jennifer. She's the same character in everything, right? In Friends to Along Came Polly to whatever else she's been in. She's the same person. We're the Millers. But I know it's like 30 years later, but I think her breakout role is The Morning Show on HBO. That she is... Apple. Was it Apple TV Plus? Apple. Whatever it was.
Let's call that her comeback role.
That was... She was phenomenal. Phenomenal in that role.
She was good. I'm going to recuse myself from this one because I've never liked Jennifer Aniston ever, so I'm recusing myself. I've always been Team Angie. I like the villainous.
How about this? They're saying Denzel Washington is washed up.
No, he'll never be washed up. I mean, he's just a legend. He's a legend.
But have you seen him recently? He looks like an old man.
He is an old man, but he's still legendary.
And he's
30
years older. You can be an old man and still be relevant. I hate to tell you that. Look at me.
He is legendary. Sal, hit that quote. Hit that Denzel quote. Hit.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Well, you're both the same age now.
Training Day, American Gangster, Flight. I mean, it goes on and on and on. He's what?
Back in the day.
He'll never be washed up. You can't be Denzel Washington and be. That's just disrespectful.
What has he done in the last 10 years?
He's a Cowboys fan. Don't worry about it. Okay. He and I have something in common.
These are fighting words here. They're saying Will Smith is washed up.
Will Smith is so relevant, though. He's constantly in the news, and then with that Red Table Talk
that's
he's
his
always
life show.
But the reason people are talking about him is because they're talking about how they had an open relationship or whatever they want to call it. What they call it? Indiscretion? I can't remember the word.
An entanglement.
I mean, that makes you relevant.
These are the top actors that are washed up that people don't care about anymore. Will Smith, though, I think he's going to be forever relevant. I've never liked his sci-fi movies. Like, I'm not into those, like, I Am Legend and even Independence Day, but he had some great ones. Pursuit of Happiness.
Bad Boys 3 was just out.
Oh, yes! Duh!
I mean...
Yeah, that was great. That was probably the best one. I think Bad Boys 3 was the best one out of the three. Oh, Greg, you and I will agree on this one. He's been washed up for a long time. His name is Adam Sandler.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Bye. I mean, what you had Happy Gilmore and Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
And maybe Billy Madison. Or was that what it was? Yeah, Billy Madison. Was, maybe.
Yeah, I think the last thing I liked of his was the Hanukkah song. I mean, seriously.
Let's get through a few more of these. John Travolta. Yes, we agree. Washed up. John Travolta.
100%. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage.
Way.
He's just terrible no matter what. He's never been a good actor, even when he was getting these starring, you know, action films.
Yeah, no.
About you a bunny, honey.
Face Off is not an American classic.
Yeah, no. Or is Con Air. Oh, he was in The Rock, though. That was filmed on Alcatraz.
30 years ago.
Yeah. Was. All right, keep them coming. 888-456-9970. Washed up actors and actresses. We are about to slide into the Big Money Minute. Of course, it is 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. We are ready to give away the money. And if you've signed up at 997now.com, we could be calling you in the next 3 minutes. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Denise in Union City. Good morning, Denise. Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you as well.
Thank you. You got any picks for washed up actors or actresses before we get into this game?
Any picks?
No, yeah. Never mind.
What? Who's a washed-up actor or actress to you?
Washed up?
Just like nobody cares about anymore.
Kevin Spacey. He got canceled.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Hey, we got to bring this back, though. We are getting so many text messages with people's opinion on different names that I didn't even think about that are definitely right. We'll get into it later on. Right now, Denise, we're going to get into the Big Money Minute with you. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Are you ready to play?
I hope so.
Okay. Good luck. Let's go.
Ready, right. Set, go.
Who is Mickey Mouse dating?
Minnie Mouse.
Which app has gained the nickname IG?
Instagram.
Who sings the songs Yeah, My Boo, and You Make Me Wanna?
Yeah.
What is the chemical symbol for oxygen?
O2.
What is 82 divided by 2 plus 7?
48.
Spell occasion.
O-C-C-A-S-I-O-N.
Name a team that Michael Jordan played for.
Lakers.
Who does the voice of Olaf in Frozen?
Oh, pass. I don't know.
True or false, LinkedIn originated here in the Bay.
False.
Which car company uses the slogan, "Let's go places"? Oh, that's time.
Time is not too bad, though, Denise. You did pretty well. Let's go through them all. And I never know. Are they dating? Are they married? I really don't have any idea. But Mickey Mouse and Minnie have been together for years and years and years and decades and years.
They've been dating for 100 years.
Man, they dated longer than you and Vanessa before he's, you know, before you popped the question.
Burn. Okay.
Mickey needs to pop the question. All right. IG is Instagram. You make me want to leave the one I'm with. Start a new relationship. Here we go. Usher.
This is what you do.
The symbol for oxygen is just O. Just O. H2O. Is water. So O is what we were looking for.
O2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
O2.
It's O. Okay.
It's just O.
It's just O. 82 divided by 2 plus 7 is 48. Occasion, you spoke correctly. Michael Jordan only played for the Chicago Bulls. Josh Gad is who voiced Olaf. LinkedIn is in Mountain View, so that was true. And then Let's Go Places is Toyota.
All right, Denise. No money this time around, but go have yourself a great Thursday. Thank you for waking up and turning us on. We do appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. So before the texts come in and start saying you're wrong, I believe, didn't Jordan play for another team?
He played for the Wizards as well, yes.
Wow. He did. You're right.
I look totally at that! But look that at was, that! The non-sports guy coming through!
Bang, but bang. Can I say, I mean, he
That was an embarrassment. It was a true embarrassment. So you're right, but I put it out of my mind. It's almost as embarrassing as his yellow eyes.
Did he play baseball too?
Yes, he played for the Chicago White Sox and their minor league team.
Their minor league team?
I thought you watched the documentary.
Yeah.
I did. I forgot that. That's how I kind of knew that. That's how I knew the Wizards thing.
That part wasn't in there.
Oh, whatever.
but this is true. Can you imagine being so good at something, Benny, that you're the greatest in the world, that you get bored with it and decide, well, let me go try something else? And that's basically what he did with baseball.
Yeah, and it didn't work out too well for him, though, right? Was he good?
No. Very below average. Should have
stuck with basketball.
All right, yes, the Wizards, yes.
All right, we're taking a quick pause. We're coming back, and we got more money for you. Of course, Secret Sound, the $5,000 Secret Sound, kicks off on Monday. Yes, big money. Everybody's favorite game returns. This week, it's just like the warm-up to get you back in the swing of things. So we have very easy sounds, and we have clues that'll definitely help you get the sound, and then an easy $100 for you at 8:20. You're going to get it. Be here.
Let's go!
Chance in Livermore is caller number 9. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning.
How are ya?
Very well. It's my Friday, so.
Woo!
Yes! Ours too. We're taking tomorrow. We're not? Oh, okay. No. I thought we started a trend. No. We didn't start a trend last
Absolutely
week?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Don't get his panties in a bunch already. I'm sorry, Art. We'll be here. Okay, baby, calm down.
Thank you.
Hey, Chance. So we have a very easy sound for an easy $100. We'll play you the sound, and then we'll read you a clue, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Here is the sound.
All right. I'll give you the clue, although I don't think you need it. How Snow White fell asleep.
All right, Chance. What is it for $100?
Is it biting into an apple?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is it biting into an apple?
An apple.
Is that right? Is it? No.
What is happening?
What the hell?
Winner.
Could you imagine?
You know what? We set it up to be easy, and Sal made it hard. But you won $100, Chance.
Awesome.
Congratulations. An extra Benjamin in your pocket. Hang on, and we'll give it to you, Chance. Thank you for listening. I'll take the blame. I gave Sal just one too many tasks there while we were in commercials. I gave him like 14 things to hit, and he just couldn't get it together.
Maybe if Art could help him out a little bit.
Art, produce.
Yeah, only one person can run the board at a time. Thank you very much, though.
Where's that baby sound again?
Well, this one? Oh, it's okay, baby.
You guys are the ones crying. I mean,
Let's move along.
Every single morning when I wake up,
we listen to you in the morning. We love you.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Big Bay Morning.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. Welcome to what we call Friday Junior around here. And to everybody texting in asking if there's going to be a Love Trap follow-up to this morning's Love Trap. Absolutely. Tuesday at 7:20, we will talk to Adrian again and see if she got anything else out of our man Cooper.
It sounded like he was ready to talk, but just not talk on the air about what happened. But I am dying to know, as is everybody else, what he did. I mean, he said, I pick you. I love you. But we need to have a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I love you, I choose you, know that, but we need to have a heart-to-heart. Well, okay, so it sounds like you chose a couple of people.
There's trouble.
So Tuesday morning, we'll follow up with Adrian and see if she knows anything else. Hey, what shows are you watching right now on TV? Any good recommendations? I know all of us are watching some things right now. And if you are and you want to recommend them, shoot us a text and we'll talk about it next. Hang on.
Come on, when you wake up, Big
Bay
Morning.
All right, who's watching what? Any good show recommendations? Well, now we're really stuck in the house. We cannot be out there with the smoke.
It's twice as bad now that you can't even go outdoor dining or walking around now. So you're right. You got to double down on your TV binging.
I will tell you that I binged both seasons of Cobra Kai on Netflix in 2 days. It is so cheesy, but it is so good. Oh my gosh.
It's so weird when you start hearing about a show. That is trending right now. Everyone is talking about it. So and everyone keeps saying the exact same thing that you just said, Benny. They're like, you have to watch it. I warn you. It is super cheesy, but you won't be able to stop watching it.
And I don't get hooked on shows often. Like, I don't know. It's hard for me to, like, become addicted to a show. And this show, I just totally binged it. You know, they're, like, 25-minute episodes. So back to back to back to back to back.
Okay, and that's the best thing ever. When the episodes are under 30 minutes or at 30 minutes, it's so much easier to watch.
And Vanessa, my wife, was doing the same, like, kind of laughing at me because she would just walk by and, like, see the cheesiest scene. Like, oh, you're watching this? But she doesn't get it because she didn't grow up on Karate Kid. So if you haven't heard of Cobra Kai, it's a spinoff of Karate Kid, you know, 30 plus years later, it's their life. So Daniel LaRusso is in it, and it's where he is now. His enemy from the original Karate Kid, Johnny, is in it. It's really actually about Johnny. And then Daniel LaRusso, I think, would be second to the show, but it's really good.
Is it like scripted reality, or is it completely scripted?
No, it's scripted. It's an acting show. No, it's not supposed to be reality.
No, I know, but there are some that are scripted reality shows. That they're scripting it, but it's supposed to be reality.
No. I mean, it's not supposed to be the same story of, you know, a continuation of Karate Kids, but it's good, and the soundtrack is super awesome, because they still play, like, these 80s, like, rock songs that, you know, was full of, and even just the pop ones, like, It's a Cruel, Cruel Summer.
Greatest song.
What was it, Bananarama or something like that?
Yes, and by the way, it's a very appropriate for right now. It is a cruel summer. It has been a very cruel summer.
So, Cobra Kai, if you grew up on Karate Kid, I highly suggest that show. What are you watching, Greg? Anything?
You know what? I just finished binge watching I May Destroy You on HBO. It is a crazy show. A lot of people are on that currently. I just started a show that's been on forever, and I'm addicted to it now on Amazon. The Americans. Do you know the show? The Americans?
No.
I think you would like it. It's about Russian spies living in America as Americans, spying on, obviously, America. But here's something I think, just because of where our company is based, you guys might be interested in. I was watching it and watched it several times yesterday. The trailer for The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City came out yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I actually would be interested to see what The Real Housewives in Salt Lake City are like.
Well, the funniest thing is they're like, you know, as Mormons, we don't drink. Then they show a scene of them doing shots and doing all this crazy stuff, jumping in hot tubs and doing all this stuff. So that intrigues me, and it comes out soon. But how Real Housewives can you get to be in Salt Lake City?
That's hilarious. My dad keeps telling me to watch Away on Netflix. It's a
Everybody's
show.
Everybody's raving about it.
Oh, so you've heard of this? Yeah, I actually haven't even heard of it until he was telling me. He said, I guess it's like astronauts on a 3-year mission to Mars. It stars Hilary Swank. That was like his pitch to me, my pops. He's like, she doesn't just take any role. You know it's good. Hilary Swank is the star of this show. I'm like, all right, pops.
Dad, she doesn't get offered many roles.
What else is coming out on the texting line? We're getting a lot of S Creek. I don't know if I could say it. Yeah, it's been out for a moment.
You can't say it.
People are getting on that. S Creek.
Everybody loves that.
It's the best.
What about The Boys on Amazon? I heard that's pretty crazy. We're getting some texts for that one.
Art, I'm sure you're into that. The Boys.
Or do you prefer
The Men?
The Men was a better show. I agree.
Let me just read through here. Cobra Kai. Oh, my God. Everybody's co-signing Cobra Kai. I'm telling you, it's so awesome. You got to watch it. Dark on Netflix.
Oh, my God. My favorite show of all time. It is so good. Oh, my God.
Is it a newer show or it's older?
It's on its third season. Okay. It's been out for the new season just came out a couple months ago. So good. Sci-fi. Also, if you like sci-fi, Lovecraft Country on HBO, done by Jordan Peele. Excellent.
So I was going to ask about that. I actually set a recording for that. I do want to. It looks very interesting.
I don't know if you're going to like it. It's got a lot of really kind of over-the-top sci-fi stuff to it.
I saw a lot of hot African-American guys in there.
Sign them up!
Pretty sure I'm going to like it.
just get past the monsters.
Hey, we're going to take a quick pause. We're coming right back. And so this week at 9:20, we're not doing the Secret Sound warm-up. But you need to know, starting on Monday, the $5,000 Secret Sound contest is back. So we will be doing it on this show at 8:20 and on 9:20. So get ready. Use this week to get signed up as an insider if you haven't done that. It takes a few seconds at 997now.com. It'll help you win the money because you'll get bonus clues there that we won't give you on the air. So make sure you sign up, 997now.com. Big Bay Mornings, we're coming right back. Hang on.
Wake me up. 997now's Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning!
With Benny and Greg.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Yeah, good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. It is Big Bay Mornings, live on your radio. So, earlier we were sharing the top washed-up actors and actresses. There's a list going around online. Everybody's chiming in with their opinion. The list is changing because, you know, more and more people are throwing names in. But the top three right now, which I think we agree with, Nicolas Cage, washed up.
Right? Oh, for sure. He's 100%. Yeah, I mean, and has been for years.
And the corniest line is from Con Air when he finally sees his daughter at the end. I bought you a bunny, honey. And he hands her this, like, bunny that's, like, you know, gone through a plane exploding. And it was terrible.
Is that when they play the song, Don't Want to Close My Eyes? Isn't that the Aerosmith song?
That's what I'm getting.
I'm getting my Aerosmith movies mixed up.
Con Air has, he's got the whole world in his hands. But Bruce Willis from Armageddon is on the list of washed up actors. So Bruce Willis makes it.
Yeah, he does. Although I loved him in Moonlighting. I know y'all don't know that TV show, but that's where he started with Sybil Shepherd. And he was so hot.
John Travolta. Washed yes. up,
way
for
washed
sure.
up. I mean, way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but he got some. The botched surgery is what washed him up. I mean,
poor
that
guy.
Was,
his face doesn't move at all. Like when he was in the what was the O.J. Simpson show that was on? He played the lawyer, but he had no facial expressions. No matter what, he could have been laughing, crying. You had no idea. Just
American move. Crime Story. Yeah, the O.J. trial. Yeah, it was just bad. It was, yeah, not good. And I think he played the Kardashian dude.
No, he was F. Lee Bailey.
No,
he?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Ross was, Ross Geller from Friends was. Anyway.
He's washed up, too.
Yeah, he is. I mean, that was the only other role I think he's ever done since Friends was that O.J.
I think
show.
He's had, like,
he played
three,
Rob Kardashian, right?
No, I think he's had, like, three failed sitcoms since Friends, well, something like that. So yeah, every time, they always last, like, two times.
So, but anyway, people have been texting in their opinions. These people are not on the list, but they very well could be. Lindsay Lohan, 650, texted in. Washed up?
I mean, she washed herself up.
She burned out.
707 says, and I love this one because I can't stand him. Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Yes. Washed
up. He's too much.
Bye. Leonardo DiCaprio, 415 texted in. I don't know.
I don't know if he's washed up, but I could see where he gets on people's nerves.
I love Leo, and he was just in that Tarantino film that did very well.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's funny you mentioned that because somebody just texted in Brad Pitt, and I responded, he just won an Oscar for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I don't know if you could be washed up if you just won an Oscar, can you?
Nina texted in Sharon Stone, for sure, yeah. She was now Sharon Stone. I mean, what was the Basic Instinct? I mean, that's all I think about.
I bet there's one scene in particular. Yeah. That's all you think about.
I used to have it on VHS. You'd hit the rewind and pause, rewind and pause.
I didn't.
Yeah, you were watching Michael Douglas. I was watching Sharon Stone.
No, because even then he was too old for me. Now he's really too old for me.
There's so many more on this list that people are texting in. And in fact, we'll carry this conversation over to our Facebook Live because we got to get out of here. But at 11 o'clock this morning, we will jump on Facebook. We'd love for you to join us. All you have to do is make sure that you have liked the 997 Now page on Facebook. You'll see us go live. We will be back tomorrow, of course, on the radio at 6 a.m. Everybody have a fantastic Thursday. Enjoy your football tonight, gentlemen.
Ladies. My God, I cannot wait.
Yes, have fun. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Peace.